This is a reading of the document titled Worksheet Foundations. It is an individual activity and is part of the Search for Gold Extension lesson in the Age of Contact unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class, or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Primary source set one, Cabeza de Vaca. On his travels, Cabeza de Vaca encountered many different tribes of American Indians across Texas. Read the following excerpts from his book and answer the questions that accompany them. Excerpt 1, context. While living with an American Indian tribe in the southern part of the coastal plains, Cabeza de Vaca wrote about the hardship of life in that region of Texas. Quote, I bartered with these Indians in combs that I made for them and in bows, arrows, and nets. We made mats, which are their houses, that they have great necessity for. And although they know how to make them, they wish to give their full time to getting food, since when otherwise employed, they are pinched for hunger. End quote. According to the passage, what role did Cabeza de Vaca play within the tribe he was living with at the time? A. He fought with bows and arrows and fished with nets. B. He spent all his time helping them get food. C. He made items to trade with them. Repeating the question. According to the passage, what role did Cabeza de Vaca play within the tribe he was living with at the time? A. He fought with bows and arrows and fished with nets. B. He spent all his time helping them get food. C. He made items to trade with them. Excerpt 2, context. Cabeza de Vaca was headed toward the West Texas region we know as the Mountains and Basins, traveling with Estevanico and hundreds of American Indian companions. He wanted to send some American Indian scouts ahead to examine the area. Quote, we told the American Indians that we desired to go where the sun sets, and they said the inhabitants in that direction were remote. They strove to excuse themselves the best they could, the people being their enemies, and they did not wish to go to them. Not daring to disobey, however, they sent two women, one of their own, the other a captive from that people, for the women can negotiate even though there be war. End quote. According to the passage, what role were American Indian women often able to play in the interactions between the various tribes? A. They were able to trade between tribes in different regions. B. They were able to make deals with tribes even if they were enemies. C. They disobeyed rules set by their tribes. Repeating the question. According to this passage, what role were American Indian women often able to play in the interactions between the various tribes? A. They were able to trade between tribes in different regions. B. They were able to make deals with tribes even if they were enemies. C. They disobeyed the rules set by their tribes. Excerpt 3, context. As Cabeza de Vaca and his men were traveling along the Gulf of California, they encountered many tribes with many types of valuable resources. Quote, throughout this region, wheresoever the mountains extend, we saw clear traces of gold and lead, iron, copper, and other metals. The people of the fixed residences and those beyond regard silver and gold with indifference, nor can they conceive of any use of them. End quote. What resources can be found in the region? According to Cabeza de Vaca, how do the indigenous people view these items? B. There weren't many resources in the area. C. They found no gold, silver, or other metals. D. They saw signs of gold, and the American Indians didn't care about it at all. Repeating the question. What resources can be found in the region? According to Cabeza de Vaca, how do the indigenous people view these items? B. There weren't any resources in the area. C. They found no gold, silver, or other metals. D. They saw signs of gold, and the American Indians didn't care about it at all. Primary source set 2. Francisco Vasquez de Coronado. Coronado was determined to locate the cities of gold that Cabeza de Vaca wrote about in his book. During his 2 years exploring the American Southwest, he was the first European to lay eyes on the region, and he encountered numerous American Indian tribes along the way. Excerpt 1 Context. Estevanico, the African survivor of Cabeza de Vaca's expedition, accompanied Coronado on his journey because of his knowledge of the land and its people. Quote, "It seems that, after the friars I have mentioned and Estevanico had started, Estevanico did not get on well with the friars because he collected turquoise and got together a stock of everything. Besides, the Indians in those places through which they went got along with Estevanico better because they had seen him before. This was the reason he was sent on ahead to open up the way and pacify the Indians." End quote. According to the passage, what was Estevanico's role in Coronado's expedition? A. He was able to communicate with tribes because they knew him and trusted him. B. He caused problems with the friars or religious leaders. C. He was sent ahead to attack the indigenous people. Repeating the question. According to the passage, what was Estevanico's role in Coronado's expedition? A. He was able to communicate with tribes because they knew him and trusted him. B. He caused problems with the friars or religious leaders. C. He was sent ahead to attack the indigenous people. Excerpt 2 Context. On his quest for gold, Coronado met an American Indian man who would go on to lead him across the southwestern portion of America in search of gold. Quote, "The Spaniards talked with an Indian slave, a native of the country toward Florida. The fellow said that there were large settlements in the farther part of the country. He told Alvarado about the wealth of gold and silver in his country. They called the Indian Turk because he looked like one." End quote. According to the passage, who was Turk? Why don't we know his real name? What was his role in Coronado's expedition? A. The Turk was an indigenous man who guided Coronado's expedition. B. The Turk told Coronado where to find gold. C. The Spanish only wrote the Turk's nickname, never his real name. D. All answers are correct. Repeating the question. According to the passage, who was Turk? Why don't we know his real name? What was his role in Coronado's expedition? A. The Turk was an indigenous man who guided Coronado's expedition. B. The Turk told Coronado where to find gold. C. The Spanish only wrote the Turk's nickname, never his real name. D. All answers are correct. Excerpt 3 Context. As Coronado's expedition passed into the northern portion of the Texas Great Plains, he encountered a band of Apache people known as the Querechos. Quote, "After 10 days more, the Spanish came to some settlements of people who are called Querechos in that region. They had seen the bison for 2 days. These folks live in tents made of the tanned skins of the bison. They travel around near the bison, killing them for food. They did nothing unusual when they saw our army, except to come out of their tents to look at us. They had already talked with the Turk. They agreed with what he said." End quote. What can the reader learn or infer about this band of Apache people from this excerpt? A. The Apache that Coronado met were nomadic hunter-gatherers. B. The Apache lived in large, sedentary communities on the plains. C. The Apache were violent and hostile to the Spaniards. Repeating the question. What can the reader learn or infer about this band of Apache people from this excerpt? A. The Apache that Coronado met were nomadic hunter-gatherers. B. The Apache lived in large sedentary communities on the plains. C. The Apache were violent and hostile to the Spaniards. Primary source set 3, the Turk. The only information we have about the indigenous man known as the Turk comes from Spanish texts about Coronado's expedition. The excerpt on the previous page states that he was originally from somewhere in or near Florida, though he was living in the West Texas area as a captive of a group of Puebloan people. Read the following excerpts to learn more about the Turk from different points of view. Excerpt 1, context. A conquistador called Hernando de Alvarado reported that the Turk told him many things about where he was originally from. Alvarado said he believed the Turk's story on account of the ease with which he told it. Quote, the Turk said that in his country there was a river, in which there were fishes as big as horses. He said also that the lord of that country took his afternoon naps under a great tree on which were hung a great number of little gold bells. He said also that everyone had their ordinary dishes made of a wrought plate, and the jugs and bowls were of gold. End quote. How does the Turk describe where he's from? How do you predict this description will influence Coronado's plans? A. He claims to be from a very poor area, so that Coronado probably won't want to go there. B. He claims to be from a place with a lot of gold, which will likely make Coronado want to go there. C. He claims everyone has gold dishes, so Coronado won't want to go there. Repeating the question. How does the Turk describe where he's from? How do you predict this description will influence Coronado's plans? A. He claims to be from a very poor area, so that Coronado probably won't want to go there. B. He claims to be from a place with a lot of gold, which will likely make Coronado want to go there. C. He claims everyone has gold dishes, so Coronado won't want to go there. Excerpt 2, context. The Puebloan people who had held the Turk captive had also captured a Wichita man named Isopete. The Puebloan people gave Isopete, along with the Turk, to Coronado as guides. Isopete had his own opinions about the Turk. Quote, there was another native man of Quivira with the army, a painted Indian named Isopete. This Indian had always declared that the Turk was lying, and on account of this, the army paid no attention to Isopete. End quote. What is Isopete's opinion of the Turk? Why do you think the Spanish don't listen to him? He believes or doesn't believe the Turk. I think the Spanish don't listen to Isopete because blank. Repeating the question. What is Isopete's opinion of the Turk? Why do you think the Spanish don't listen to him? He believes or doesn't believe the Turk. I think the Spanish don't listen to Isopete because blank. Excerpt 3, context. After traveling for months at the Turk's direction, Coronado found no gold at all. Coronado and his men ultimately confronted the Turk about this failure. Quote, the Spanish asked the Turk why he had lied and guided them so far out of the way. He said that his country was in that direction and that, besides this, the people at Kikuye had asked him to lead them off onto the plains and lose them, so that they would be so weak if they ever returned that they could be killed without any trouble, and thus the American Indians at Kikuye could take revenge for what had been done to them. End quote. According to the excerpt, what reasons did the Turk give for lying about helping the Spanish locate gold? A. He wanted to go in the direction of his home territory. B. The tribe who had captured him told him to lead the Spanish far away. C. He was hoping to make the Spanish so weak that they couldn't fight. D. All answers are correct. Repeating the question. According to the excerpt, what reasons did the Turk give for lying about helping the Spanish locate gold? A. He wanted to go in the direction of his home territory. B. The tribe who had captured him told him to lead the Spanish far away. C. He was hoping to make the Spanish so weak that they couldn't fight. D. All answers are correct. This concludes the worksheet, Foundations, for the Search for Gold extension lesson.